وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم. Can you please clarify these things? Is there any difference between فقه أهل الحديث, فقه أهل الحديث and فقه المذهب؟ I clarify already a few times this issue, and even I wrote an article about it. If you mean فقه المذهب, المذهب الصحيح, فقه علماء المذهب المتجردون, if you mean the فقه, the fiqh madhhabi that belong to the great ulama in this madhhab, there is no difference between this and fiqh ulama al-athar. It's the same, because in the end all of them are searching for the correct opinion according to the correct principles of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Means they follow the kitab and the sunnah, they try their best to get the correct opinions from these evidences. So there is no difference in the end. That's why you will see Fuqaha al-Athar, actually their opinions is same as Fuqaha, this kind of Fuqaha al-Madhahib, when we talk about ulama mutajarriyun, the great just ulama al-Madhahib. And you will see all of them going in the same path, and their books actually regarding tarjih and regarding opinion, regarding speech, the same. And you will see the ulama, even they take from each other. You will see a lot of fuqaha al-athar, they take from each other. Means they all of them going in the same path. حفظك الله تعالى. No difference between them. But there is a great difference between fuqaha al-madhahib al-muqallidun. Those blind followers, fuqaha for the madhahib, big difference between them and fuqaha al-athar. You understand? As the difference between fuqaha al-madahib and the just fuqaha al-madahib and the blind follower fuqaha al-madahib. So there's big difference between them. I mean, for example, when you compare Ibn Abd al-Barr, he's a great faqih among the Malikiyya, but he is from fuqaha al-athar too. When you compare him, for example, with some of the Malikis who actually was muqallida in madhab Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, big difference between them, massive difference. No need to mention names, but it's big difference in their fiqh. Similar to the Hanbalis, similar to the Shafi'is, similar to Hanafis, etc. You see the fuqaha and athar inside these madhab, even though they are madhabis, but they are, their fiqh is according to the dalil, they are not blind followers. And we are speaking about those type of Fuqaha, barakallah. The rest of the blind followers, they call them fuqaha, but actually they are blind followers. They are not considered as fuqaha, actually. So big difference between this and that. Is there any special thing about Imam Albani and Imam Shawkani, etc., compared to other contemporary scholars like Imam Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, when it comes to fiqh? No, actually they are the same. What's the difference between them? The difference between them, that Shawkani, rahmahullah ta'ala, being raised as a Zaydi, then he became Athari Zahiri. Albani being raised as a Hanafi, then he became Athari. Ibn Uthaymeen raised as a Hanbali, then he became an Athari. Ibn Baz raised as a Hanbali, became an Athari. And the rest, all of them Fuqaha al-Sunnah, even though they belong to different madhahib, but the result is the same. That's why you will see the fiqh is same. That's why, for example, the example that he mentioned, you will see, for example, the fiqh of Albani, Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, and Shawkani go all together in the same way, because the principles are the same. Even if they have different opinions in this issue, but you will see they have the same opinions in other hundreds of issues, because their principles are the same. That's why Ibn Uthaymeen teaching the books of Shawkani. And that's why Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, ask Al-Albani to help them to in lot of researches belong to Hayat Kibar al-Ulama. And Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala was one of the sources of authenticating the hadith for the Lajna Daiman Hayat Kibar al-Ulama in Mamlaka al-Arabiya al-Saudiya in the time of Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. And I still remember the famous audio from Ibn Baz when he asked Al-Albani to defend Musnad al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, and he did that great book responding for the request of Ibn Baz. And also Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, many times referred to the fatwa and the statements of Ibn Baz. So like I said, if they take from each other, because in the end the result is the same, because all of them followers for the dalil. I heard some Salafis brothers say things like the letter 2 Salafis in Aqidah, but Hanbalis in Fiqh. We the former two Salafis Ahl Hadith wal Athar in both Fiqh and Aqidah. This is a pure ignorant statement. Pure ignorant statement. These statements came from a person who doesn't know the ulama and doesn't know what's the difference between Athar and Madhab. I'm sure he doesn't know the definition, the correct definition for the word of Madhab. Allah Yahdi. Anyway, Akhan Kareem Barakallah Fiqh. For example, I'll give you one of the signs of one of the examples of these ignorant statements. He said, well, Athar in both Fiqh and Aqidah. Actually, Shawkani Rahmallah Ta'ala, he had a very famous mistake in his i'tiqad. He did some ta'wil for Allah's sifat. Rahimallah Ta'ala, may Allah forgive him and accept from his deeds. You understand? And he have a very famous book in i'tiqad that we believe he did few mistakes according to the principles of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in it. So, how you can say statements like this? Even though he's a great alim, rahimahullah ta'ala, but no one is free of mistakes. So, hafizakallahu ta'ala, this statement is wrong, totally wrong. Yes, all of them Salafis, but doesn't mean with the statement that he mentioned, those are better than those in terms of i'tiqad and fiqh. No. The evidence of this, look to their books. Look to their statements, look to their da'wah, look to their speech, look to their results, look to their students. Hafizakallahu ta'ala, all those people, they try their best to deliver the truth and the haq to the people according to the kitab and the sunnah in everything, the religion, principles or branches, in everything. This kind of huge statements come from people who doesn't know what come from their mouth. May Allah guide all of us. These brothers follow fatwa of Imam Albani, Imam Shawkani, it is him, most of the issues. It's called desire, hawa. There's nothing called you follow the fatwa of the Imam, the most of the issues. No, you are following the Dalil. You are following the Haq, you are following the Huda. You are not following individuals. This show you this is kind of hawa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In most of the issues, I will present the fatwa of scholars like Ibn Uthaymeen, Ibn Baz, to say these are fatwa based on Hanbali madhab, batil. Absolutely wrong. The evidence of that, look at the fatwa of Shaykh Baz rahmahullah ta'ala. Do you see in his fatwa of Shaykh Baz rahmahullah ta'ala, he say the correct opinion for us is this because the, is the madhab. Because madhab Hanbali say this. Or he always say because qala Allah wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the fatwa of Ibn Baz, look at the fatwa of Ibn Uthaymeen rahmahullah ta'ala. How you are blind until this level. Just open the website of Shaykh Ibn Baz rahmahullah ta'ala and type any fatwa and see the evidences inside it. How? And how much he referred to the evidence comparison with the madhab. Big difference. He take the madhab Hanbali whenever he thinks it's correct, otherwise no. He's alim imam mutajarrid. This is batil statements and really very far from the truth. In the end, my dear brother, no need to complete continue preaching because it's a bit painful. Wafaqan Allah iyyak.